call for any apologies. Councillor Doug Batten. Need a mover. Is that one doing? Yep. Councillor Munford, Councillor Baker. Four eyes in favour, aye.
Aye.
We're in. Call for any declarations of interest.
Here's Mr Mayor, non-cumulative interest in the fire section. I'm not sure what the agenda number.
Well, that, I think it's pages 3 and 4. Yep. Pages 3 and 4. Okay, confirmation of the minutes. Now, there's two lots of minutes to be noted there, councillors. There was a meeting on the 20th of October and also the extraordinary meeting which was held on the 7th of November. No changes required to those minutes. I'll need a, I'll move in a second for those. Councillor Baker, Councillor Pearce, four eyes in favour. Aye. Righto. If I can get a procedural motion to move to close, Councillor Pearce. Councillor Maiden, okay. Four eyes in favour.
Aye.
Okay.
Yeah, okay, the Senate inquiry on inland rail. This is actually taking place tomorrow. There's a recommendation there, councillors.
Thursday.
Oh, sorry, Thursday. Sorry, Thursday between 10 and 10:44. Myself and Dave and Green will be appearing via video link, I believe, to the inquiry. Has anyone got any questions in regards to that?
Mr Mayor, just the one on where Doug Batten mentioned the narrowing of the corridor down to 150 metres. I just thought it might worry down to 40 to 60 metres.
Yeah. Are you referring to the letter that was...
To the letter that...
Yeah, I think that letter was... It's a few months old, isn't it?
Yeah, 3 years, Mr Mayor. That was the original submission at the time. Maybe... I haven't got the letter in front of me, but maybe March or something last year.
Yeah, 2019.
Yeah.
Okay.
So it's our, as it says in the report, it's our intention just to confirm what the council has already said, that as their concerns is what we put in the submission and put them forward.
Did you want to talk about anything else?
Oh.
Just the proceedings in brief around this?
Well, why don't we just move it first? So we've got a mover and a seconder for that. Councillor Baker, Councillor Rigling, all those in favour, aye.
Aye.
Okay, aye. Right, proceedings in brief, Green.
Through you, Mr Mayor. Just yesterday, unofficially, in a discussion with a representative from ARTC, they indicated that the EIS is likely to be put on public exhibition on the 7th of December till the 7th of February. So that's an extended period of time, noting that it goes over Christmas, but that's less than 3 weeks away. It's not ARTC's determination when that goes on public exhibition. That's the Department of Planning and Industry and Environment that determine that, but it looks like a close to 60-day exhibition period.
Which normally would only have 28?
28 days normally, but noting the breaks and public holidays in there, it's been extended out. But that's not official notification, that's just some discussion around where key parts of the information would be exhibited in GIL. So we'll have to wait. I'm assuming that'll come shortly, that official notification. It's a major milestone in inland rail and one of our biggest involvements in the project from a securing outcomes that the community have communicated and what we need from as council. So really key period of time.
So just to, and to add to that, we have gone out and called for expressions of interest to have a suitable company to come and help do the assessment of the EIS, given that we won't have the capacity. They'll work with, obviously, with Lindsay and Daryl and Randall, but we're looking at engaging the company. We're out to expression of interest now. It closes on Friday.
Friday
closes on Friday. And then we'll be able to appoint a company that will do that assessment for us. We'll support Lindsay and Daryl and myself and Randall to look at the EIS and then obviously draft a submission. But what we'll need to do is, between these dates, the 7th of December and the 7th of February, we won't probably have time to do a workshop with the councillors before Christmas. So we've got our December meeting, which was only a week or so after that. We may be able to do something, but my gut feeling is that probably not. But we're probably looking at workshopping something in January, and possibly having, although we don't normally have a January meeting, we may have to have a January meeting or have some sort of extraordinary meeting late January to be able to finalise any comments or concerns by the 7th of February.
Yeah.
Okay.
No worries.
So just to note yourself about that, Bill.
Right. So, well, watch your space around an additional meeting.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Thanks, Chris. Righto, Capital Works quarterly update.
Yeah. Councillors, I sent out an attachment, and we're wanting to, as I said in my report, Doug and I have been working on now that we're heavily loaded with, or have been for a few years on Capital Works, and we've been sort of reporting a little bit ad hoc, we want to sort of tie it into our quarterly budget review and have a report format that's a little more pictorial than words. Stating anything specifically about the report, it's really there, the format, and if you've got any questions, happy to answer them, or the team here that happy to answer it with any of those projects. But it's really just a summary to show what our value of works are, where we're progressing, how we're tracking that first quarter, and the format. So if you're happy with the format, you're happy with everything else, I'll just happy to put a recommendation in there.
Any questions in regards to that report, the councillors?
Can I make from that? It's an excellent summary of where the Capital Works are up to, what's likely to happen, what's projected, what may be put back. So I think it's an excellent presentation.
Yeah, thanks. The intention was not to repeat the operational plan, but really we just wanted to take that as a snapshot, given that we're so loaded with Capital Works this year, and there's obviously a desire to do so much of this that we wanted to make sure we're reporting on that. You can expect that format. Guy and I will work on that, sort of fine-tuning that. It was a bit clunky for this quarter. We might make sure we fine-tune it for the next one, and then we'll go.
So you have removed that, Councillor Mockler?
Oh, yeah.
Right. Sure. Looking for a second, Councillor Wrigley. Wise in favour? Aye. Okay. The 2021 quarterly operational plan review. I'm sure everyone's had it.
Thanks,
Randall.
Thank you.
Had a bit of time to have a quick look over that. Is there any questions in regards to that?
Yeah, I've got one question. Do I assume that the saving of $797,935 is primarily due to the change in financing or funding for the Lippitt Bridge? Is that sort of the main contributing factor, or?
When you go through the document, there's the RMS works. So we've budgeted for an extra $1 million of profit from RMS works. And that's also a major one. The Lucas Bridge funding is offset by reduced borrowing. So it doesn't really impact the budget, other than that there's a savings in loan repayments. But the major item within the budget is that RMS works, and the additional RMS works that we've picked up.
So, okay. I think your question, Councillor Mockler, might have been more directed at the quarterly budget review, not at the actual quarterly operational plan. So, has anyone got any questions in regards to page 7 there, which is the quarterly operational plan review?
No, I'd like to move the recommendation.
Okay, Councillor Peard, Councillor Mockler.
Yep.
was in favour. Now we'll slip into the quarterly budget review, which Councillor Walker, I think your question might have been more directed there.
And I think we've already answered.
Yep, you've already answered it. Okay, just on that bit, Guy, we might just give you the floor in regards to your take on the funding situation.
Yeah, well, it's obviously, it's an improved result for general funding for council overall, mainly due to, as I mentioned earlier, in the earlier stated that it's the additional RMS works has a lot to do with that. There's some pieces coming in and out, nothing out of the ordinary. But what you'll find usually at this first review in September, you've got a lot of movements in reserves. Reserves coming back into the budget that were sort of transferred, well, unfinished business from the previous financial year that are now coming back into this financial year. But those sort of movements have no impact on the budget as such, other than setting aside funds to do the capital works in this financial year. But other than that, that's pretty much it.
Yeah. Has anyone got any questions in regards to, or any concerns?
I just got one question on that ratio table. I noticed the rates figure is a little bit above the 10%, I think it is.
Yeah.
Is that mainly attributable to the fact that there's no interest payable on rates at the end of December, or don't think there's money difference?
Same as last year. Yeah, so we finished up around 10% at the end of June. I would say that's more to do with the drought than anything. I don't think it's probably got some degree of effect on it, but I think it's more to do with the ability to pay other than people withholding payment.
Listen, remind me, Guy, what was the offer from the state government? They people didn't have to pay their rates their third quarter or the first quarter until their second come due or something like that?
No,
there's an interest free period.
Yeah.
There's an interest free period.
Yeah, that's right.
Up until the end of December.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So if they don't pay, there's no penalty.
It's
no
penalty.
No. So they have to pay one of them, and people are sort of saying, well, I don't need to pay that off. Keeping in my bank account, they're earning 0.5% interest as opposed to paying their rates, I don't know.
Yeah. And that's showing.
No, it's not showing because the same outstanding rates as this time last year.
Yeah. So as at the end of June, it was up to 10%. That's before the interest, well, the interest free period, I suppose, came in.
Yeah.
So from our experience, and we haven't delved into it a real lot, so we don't know. We haven't gone out there and interviewed ratepayers to say, well, why is this the case? But it's more reflective, we believe, of the economic climate within the town leading up to that period. So like I said, it's more the ability to pay than the withholding payment.
Yeah.
Thank you.
No further questions? No? Moved by Councillor Wrigley, Councillor Naden. All those in favour?
Aye.
Thank you. Okay, the CBD and the Gill activation update. Rightio.
We might allow the Acting Director. It was remiss of us, Melissa, not to welcome you to the council.
Thank you, David.
Welcome. Yes. Melissa's standing in for Neil, though he was here, but he's obviously gone out on the head a little bit. All right. So there's an update from the Gill Collective. And really what we wanted to show there is just to illustrate to the council how it's going down there. Really to report the implementation, but if there's any questions, if you've got any questions or bring Catherine back in, if you think you need to talk to Catherine more about it.
No? Okay, no further questions, councillors?
No.
Councillor Naden? And looking for a second, Councillor Baker? All those in favour? Aye. The following Fox Camp.
Yes, so through you, Mr. Mayor, we actually met with Chris Dawes from OEH this morning at the pool, and he has confirmed that there are the little red flying foxes. He's established that there's about 500 in the London plane tree right now, and have also moved into the London plane trees in the park as well. from a legislative point of view, we're pretty hamstrung as to what we can actually do with them, with actions that we can take. So we're currently developing a management plan to look at what we actually can do. But he has flagged with other councils when they've taken action, say you've got the tree down and they've relocated to a residential property, that person come back and council said, well, you've created this problem for me, now you've got to do something with it. So if we take action and I move somewhere else, it still presents a problem to council.
Yeah, unfortunately, Mr. Mann, have parked themselves in probably the two most popular places in our community, one is the pool and two above. If they're now, and I'm not surprised they've moved into the London Plane Trees in the park, so you're now over the kids' playground and skate park.
They're here every year.
So he's also flagged, like with other councils, so Bathurst and these places in particular, they've got 5,000 and upwards in their park in the middle of town,
right.
And it's a real issue they can't seem to do anything with.
Any further comment or?
Well, Mr. Mayor, I've got just a suggested motion that's more than just a little bit further noting the report and probably following on from what Lindsay said about managing this issue. So can I just suggest this motion or recommendation and then for consideration? Julie, can you take this down? Council takes all necessary steps to displace, displace the bats in accordance with environmental management control plans. And the report come back to council on the financial implications. I just think we need to be a bit more proactive and positive about not one of their management but the financial implications in dealing with this issue that's obviously a regular occurrence.
That's proposed by Councillor Hopper. Do I have a second for that? Councillor Baker? Do I have any? Well, obviously, Councillor Hopper has spoken for. Do anyone speak against that motion?
So, just to add to that, too, like if we do are successful with displacing out of the pool area, they can migrate to another area and create another problem somewhere else.
Yeah.
And I think that needs to be taken in consideration as part of environmental management plans. That's what the planning process would allow, I would have thought.
Yeah. For you, Mayor, you would imagine that Wibble would be an ideal place.
Well, you would have thought to see with the eucalyptus tree that's holding a lot more heat in summertime, they're actually attracted to the plane trees because they're a lot cooler with the leaves and the structure.
Mm.
So they're bypassing the eucalyptus in the river and going straight to the London plane tree. It'd
be a shame to cut that beautiful tree down, or save it moving some bats on it.
And the other thing with that too is if you do cut the tree down, they might then turn up next year. They might have found another food source somewhere else, and you've gone and chopped the tree down.
And I assume, no doubt, the other councils will have various plans and measures in place to try and address these
well,
issues.
Well, as pointed out in the report, some councils spent substantial money trying to relocate or manage this issue with little success.
That's why I think the financial implications are pretty significant in terms of considerations that we have to take into account.
Okay, so no speakers against that motion?
No.
Okay, I'll put that. All those in favour?
No.
Aye. Okay. Well done. Good report to them.
Yes.
The Heritage Strategy 20-23. This one's again yours.
Yeah, so 3 years ago, this is basically, we have a 3-year strategy in place and this is just a renewal and an update. And basically, under our funding agreement with OEH, they've put down the 9 recommendations, and then we've set down the actions that we've said that we're going to do under their recommendations.
Okay.
Just a question to Lindsay from A3.
Yes.
Have those recommendations been upgraded or changed since the last plan 3 years ago, 26 significance, or are they identical?
They're very similar, but they have just modified and updated.
Okay, do
I
have a
mover
for that?
Yeah,
Councillor Baker and Councillor Pitt.
Yeah.
All those in favour?
Aye.
Right. Okay. Committee meetings for adoption. So, what have we got? We've got aged care, Disability Services.
Sports Council.
Sports Council, is it?
Yep.
Yep. Is there anything else?
No.
Okay. Move that they be accepted by someone, please.
Yep.
Councillor Naden, Councillor Mosler.
Can I make one comment through you?
Yes.
6 seconds on the aged care committee. We presented the quarterly financial report to the aged care committee, as you would expect, and we gave them the figures for October as at that time, which wasn't October complete. And part of that presentation was income and expenditure, because as you can imagine, we're monitoring the hostel budget very, very carefully this year. And we've just got the final figures for October, and it showed that for this month our income exceeds our expenditure. So the measures that we've been putting in place for the last 3 months are paying off, which I think we were all hugely relieved about. But I wanted to highlight that to council.
Paul, Elijah, it seems like Joe and Norella getting the numbers higher in the lodge, which is so important to them.
So we watch this space.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jane. Okay, just committee meetings for notation. On the two meetings there was the interagency and also the liquor accord.
Well, not much happening on the interagency side, is it?
No.
No, and I just want to speak, if we could, personally, in regards to the establishment of the new taxi service in Gilgandra, that you know, fingers crossed that the community really gets behind that service, because I think it's pretty important, not only from a late night trade point of view, but also from the elderly point of view, and to actually have someone want to come and start operating that. And I did speak with a vicar, Singh, only last week myself, and he has said that it has been a bit quiet, and he does have some concerns whether or not its viability will continue. But at this point, he was happy to keep chipping away, and might just take that opportunity to check with Todd and see if we can promote it, obviously, a little bit through the local paper. But that would be great. Is there any other things that need to be for notation?
Sorry, came through you, Mr. Chair. We also met with the taxi driver about 2 days ago. And Community Care has reinstituted the voucher system that it previously had when we had a taxi service, which means that people who qualify, which is basically everybody over 65, because we don't have public transport, will get a voucher system. So they'll be able to get a taxi locally for the cost of about $2. So the taxi proprietor was really happy with that as an idea, so we'll start that. And we're also starting or piloting a weekly trip from Gilgandra to Dubbo, which we will pay for, and we will basically book with our clients. So we've got a flat fee for that to see how that goes. And if it's successful, it means that we'll at least have that taxi fully occupied on Tuesdays. We're doing our bit to make sure that if at all possible, it's successful.
Okay,
it's positive. Positive. Yeah.
If I could just get someone to move that those meetings be as Councillor Baker, Councillor Mudford, all those in favour? Okay. Statement of bank balances. Outstanding matters from previous meetings. The only question I have is maybe to, I'm not too sure, but maybe to the General Manager around the electric vehicle charging station. Further information.
Yeah, wait.
Have we determined a position?
No.
Okay.
No. In the application, we've suggested some places.
Yes.
But no final.
Okay.
Right. Can I just ask the time frame
when you look at things that are enclosed, okay, and then you come and you find there's a DA the next meeting that relates to the close, but when do things become public?
That might be a good question for the general manager.
I'm not sure what this, can you...
Well, if you just have a look on your DAs there, you'll know what I'm talking about, yeah. And you'll know what was in last month's close.
Yeah.
When does it, how does it become public? From one meeting to another meeting?
Well, this isn't enclosed.
No, this isn't.
No.
But the...
I can probably half attempt to answer the question,
yeah.
Though.
If you don't mind, that'd be great.
Well, I believe that on numerous occasions the council's been approached about, you know, the purchase of blocks,
yep,
of land in the industrial estate.
Yep.
And people want to understand what the development application process is before they actually sign their contract.
Mm-hmm.
And as a result, I think once they've got their assessment underway, they're prepared to sign their contract, and the sale of those particular, you know, parcels of land and properties are completed.
Mm-hmm.
And at the same time, they've also then got to lodge a development application at the same time, concurrently, which obviously now,
yeah,
is under review and has been, mm-hmm, deemed approved. Would that be a correct explanation?
Matter of transaction, a commercial transaction with the council.
Yep.
And what we do with those blocks is that we condition the sale pending a DA approval, so that they can commission purchasing the block with the condition that if they lodge something and we're not going to approve it, they don't buy it.
Yeah, no, that's right. I just didn't understand how it worked from one to the other.
Party thing. Sorry,
no.
Councillor Baker, I'm quite sure where...
Yeah.
No, I knew that.
I think between us we've answered it. Okay, just if someone could move that those reports be noted. Councillor Mudford, Councillor Baker, thank you very much. All those in favour? All right. Category A, correspondence here, request of financial support from St. Joseph's, the Deputy Tom Ball. So basically
if you're happy to support the request, then
Councillor Baker and Councillor Ripley. All those in favour?
Aye.
Okay, that does have a $324.60 implication to our budget. I'm sure we can handle that one. Category B, correspondence, and just the one bit of correspondence there from the Turwin CWA, thanking Council for their contribution towards their Telstra 4G. If I can get a mover for that one as well, Councillor Peard. And Councillor Nathan, thank you. No further business, councillors. I'd like to probably declare the meeting closed at about 8 minutes past. We do have one further note here, and that's from what was handed over to Joe, but it is in regards to proposed